Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Barton Warnock Environmental Education Center in Terlingua is home to a 2.5-acre garden filled with unique desert plant life. And all month long, visitors are invited to take a desert garden tour to learn how these plants adapted to the harsh conditions, as well as how they played a role in the survival of native inhabitants.
We go through and we'll start off with the cactus and the yuccas. They're some of the most common plants you find out here. The different uses, such as zolto plant, which was a main food source for a lot of the indigenous and pioneer people in this area. We go in and talk about the different uses of these plants and how it helped them survive the desert itself.
David Long is an interpretive ranger at the site. He says in this day and age, it's hard to comprehend how reliant early inhabitants of the region were on these plants.
A lot of people that are not familiar with the desert don't understand what they're looking at. They kind of overlook the importance of the desert plants. They don't realize the desert has everything to offer you. It has food, shelter, and the medicines out here if you just know what you're looking at. Going through the garden tours will give you a general idea of what the desert has to offer.
Visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website to find out more about the Desert Garden Tour. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.